believe in love. Love should be at the center of everything we do. Honestly, these were some gorgeous words from this episode's guest, Amber Callaher Andrews. Now, Amber is an amazing relationship matchmaker. She is the CEO and co-founder of Callaher International, one of the largest matchmaking firms in the US. Honestly, stay tuned as we talk about the different types of love that entrepreneurs have, the importance of being authentic, and how love and authenticity will make us happy millionaires. Stay tuned. Here we go.
Welcome to the show that's redefining success for high achievers globally. This is where you come to hear from high achievers who are making bank, making love, making memories, and who are truly happy. And here's your host, Liz Benny.
Hey, and amazing pal, Liz Benny back here. Oh my gosh, I'm very, 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 like, genuinely excited to introduce the amazing Amber Callaher Andrews to the call today. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And I'm waking up with you here.
So. Oh, this is amazing. This is really cool. By the way, for those of you that don't know, I am dyslexic. So when I was saying Amber's name, I was like, right, get all of the syllables in her surnames. Amber, my girl, two surnames. There's lots of syllables in there, right?
There's a lot of syllables. People tend to do Callaher into two. They'll say Keller, but it's Callaher. Uh-huh. And then Andrews. I have to keep them both because I married Danico Andrews and want to, you know, want to be his wife and have been for 30 years. But everybody knows me as Amber Callaher because that's the family business. So I, Amber Andrews would have been pretty easy, actually.
Double A, yeah.
You know, Farrah Fawcett, Suzanne Summers, Amber Andrews. I was in on that. But then the family business snuck in. So it's Amber Callaher Andrews.
I think it's elite. I think it's beautiful. I think it's stunning. And I think it's you. So yeah, don't change it. This is gorgeous. So for those of you listening and watching right now, you are in for an incredibly uniquely special podcast today. The reason why I say that is that we talk about the happy millions here on the show. We talk about, you know, I'm Liz Benny, the Queen of Kapow, the leader of the happy millions revolution. And, you know, this show is all about helping people make sure that they're building businesses and lives that they love, not at the cost of what matters to them most. Now, Amber, you do something really, really, really special. Let's talk about what your family business is all about.
Well, we're in the love business. So, I mean, you know, talk about loving what you do. It is actually the definition of what we do. So I can see why we are very well matched for sure. And it's so exciting because not only do we get to love what we do every day and find love for our clients, but what makes, I think, it super unique is that our clients are passionate about what they do. So you've got love on top of on top of love. So I think that that's what makes the company, the family business, so special. It's our clients. And so my mother's Jill Callaher, and she came up with an idea about 35 years ago to work for individuals that were mega successful, that were probably never going to go, at the time there were no online businesses or dating apps, but people that weren't going to go to date, you know, dating services or the meat market or the bars. And she thought, those are the most interesting. I want to work for them and help them find the one. So she was ahead of her time, a trailblazer. And we're still here 35 years later. And we've actually never had a stronger month and a stronger year than where we sit right now in the history of the company. So it's very exciting.
Wow. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be speaking with you right now. So you help really successful, amazing people. Is it mostly men that you're helping, or men and women?
No, it's both. It's both.
Oh, this is amazing. So you help incredible individuals find love. Now they've gone out there and they've trailblazed in their industry. So you're helping very high net worth individuals, people who are business people. Is this correct? Or yes. Corporates and CEOs. Is this correct?
They're mostly entrepreneurs. So, so what I've found interesting about our group is that, you know, there used to be the old money. I was actually just talking to the Rob Report about this, because we were looking at, you know, what are the dating trends? What are the changes? You know, wealthy people, do the wealthy still date the wealthy? And back in the day, yeah, wealthy dated wealthy because it was a certain class. Uh-huh. You know, you had a certain expectation. You went to a certain school and you met them at school and you belonged together and you were either in or you're out. Those days are gone, because now you can literally open up this laptop, start your own podcast, and boom, you can make millions doing what you want to do. And so these individuals are very passionate. They're very, the work ethic is there. They love making a difference in the world. They love getting out of bed, knowing what it is that they're going to do. They have purpose, they have passion, they have direction. And so they're bringing that into love. And so what's great about this group is that we've got individuals that have achieved these high goals. And yes, maybe they still went to Oxford and Harvard and Stanford and they have their MBA and they went and got multiple degrees, but not because it was the expectation they're going to sit back and have their cocktail and talk about it over tea. They are doing it because they want to make a difference in the world. And so when they go on these dating apps to meet someone, they're so disappointed because these other individuals are kind of lying about who they are, their height, their weight. They're out there having affairs, they're married. And they're like, wait a minute, I have morals, ethics, I'm a hard worker. So they're blue collar going because they love what they do. They're making millions of dollars. And then they want that same passion and same expectation in their love life. So we catch them and they're like, I don't want to just meet anybody. I want to meet somebody to share all of this with. And so that's the fun and the journey that we go on. So it's pretty awesome. It's a really good business.
Oh my gosh. You must have so much fun in what you do.
We get to live vicariously through the clients and they keep getting more and more interesting and more successful and more wealthy. So we're on, yeah, private jets here and we go to parties and castles and we're on yachts and on islands. And, but the thing is, again, these aren't the wealthy that feel like they're any better than anybody else. Mm. These are the wealthy that show up in a t-shirt and flip-flops with a hat on and they just want to hang out. So it's not, you don't feel like you're with anybody that's different, but yet they're happier and they're living a life that they've created for themselves. So they're appreciative. It's not handed down to them.
Mm. I 100% get that. I've gone from nothing to create millions and millions of dollars and, you know, come from not having very much to be in a position now where, you know, I'm going to be raw, real and honest with everyone right now. I'm in some $15 gym pants right now, right? The top, for those of you watching right now, I look nice on top. I mean, I look fine down below, but I think we as entrepreneurs, we want to be able to be ourselves. We want to be able to express ourselves in as many ways as humanly possible. And by the sounds of things, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. So you genuinely help people find love. A different type of love. This is so exciting. A
different type of love. Because if you, with what you were just saying, you've built this, right? You've got the ability to walk in your gym pants, sit down, talk to somebody, anybody that you want to really on your podcast and have these deep, interesting conversations. And so then if you go out to meet someone, let's pretend you're single, you go out to meet someone, are you going to settle?
Of you listening right now, I'm literally like shaking my head. I 100% hear you. And what you're helping people do is you're helping people click in the other side that really brings more meaning to the business that they're building. Because as you said before, they just want to share this with someone. They are uniquely brilliant in what they do. I see a lot of people, struggle from the opposite side sometimes where they are an entrepreneur and they're with someone that perhaps is not wired in the same way. Not that they have to be wired in the same way. They're wired in an incompatible way. And there's this feeling of trying to build a business and it doesn't quite work with who they're with.
It's exactly that. I like that you use the word wired because it is really something that's either broken or maybe was never, you know, there in the first place, because you either get it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And what is it? What do you get? Well, you get that there's something greater than yourself. Mm-hmm. There's something, there is no. When you find a challenge, you figure out how to get over it or around it or under it. You see it as an opportunity. You don't see it as a roadblock. There are ways in which entrepreneurs are wired and they see that the idea for a new business is to find a solution to a problem. Whereas somebody else might see a problem and go, oh, that's a problem. So I'm not going to go get a job there. An entrepreneur goes, because there's a problem, I'm going to create a job. And that's going to make me millions of dollars. So they're almost the ones that want to kind of help push the needle so that there are a lot of solutions to a lot of the problems, right? I mean, that's how you start a business. Well, where's the problem? My mom said, where do the people go that have a lot of wealth to protect, that are discreet, that aren't going to put themselves in a photo book? Now it's, they're not going to put themselves online. Same kind of idea. Where do they go? Who's taking care of them? And I bet they're pickier, and I bet they are more busy, and I bet they are probably only meeting friends of friends. And so she started a business based on matching the wealthy. And now everybody's getting wealthy. So it's, you're in a different country. Our taxes are really hurting us now. But in America, you know, there's millionaires every single day creating new ideas and inventions. So if the person that you're with doesn't understand that you want to create the solution to the problem and they stop at the problem, you're dragging, you know, dead weight. And that's not good in a relationship.
I completely agree. This is amazing. So let's talk about the phrase happy millionaire. What comes to light in your life? When I say the phrase happy millionaire, what comes up for you?
For me, it's self-made.
Self-made in both regards, happiness and millionaire?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
So when I say the phrase happy millionaire, right, what comes up for you?
It comes up self-made because my association with millions from my own life, as well as the people that I work with, they worked hard for where they are. And that's what makes them happy. It's not the money that makes them happy. The money is the result of being happy with what you do. So when I hear happy millionaire, I hear self-made millionaire.
I adore this. And they've done stuff that they love. They've done stuff that they are really, really, really passionate about. They can be themselves in this, which is part of, you know, what you do. You help a person find love where they can be themselves as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Well, because they don't have to be anybody else in order to create the things that they love. So you have to be in touch with who you are. And so when you're like waking up in the morning, what gets you out of bed? Now, sometimes it's
like this, being able to get here. Well, I didn't know if that was a rhetorical question, but.
But some people will say it's the barking dog, but that's not really the question, right? The question is what gets you out of bed? And you answered it correctly. The opportunity to do a podcast like this, the opportunity to continue to improve on what it is that you're doing. You're never once going to say, I got this. I'm going to hang up my hat. I'm just going to repeat, 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 repeat. And then you just kind of get into this motion of repeat. You're going, what else can I learn? Where else can we grow? Who else is going to get to hear this? And so if that gets you out of bed in the morning, and that's going to be how, and I know you're not single, but if you were single, I have to meet that level of passion and expectation in a match. Right? Because you're going to get out of bed. Now I need you to get out of bed just excited about the person I'm going to match you with as you are about your podcast. There's a challenge.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So do you have a set of questions that you take a person through when they're coming on board with you? And how do you start the process to find this beautiful love match?
Well, it's kind of like how we're doing this podcast. You know, we have an idea. We know that there's a beginning and an end. We know that the purpose of this is to have a discussion, but there aren't specific questions, because if you have specific questions only, you end up not being able to really go in places where you might go organically. So what we're looking for is a conversation with someone. We do have to ask, where do you live? What's your height and weight? How old are you? Have you been married? Do you have children? And we do ask religion, and we do ask politics, and we ask, you know, a little bit about sibling order. There's where were you educated? What did you get a degree in? But that's almost like besides the point. Then it's like, okay, tell me about yourself, you know, and why do you do what you do? And where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Why didn't your relationship work? What part in that relationship breakup did you play in? What part? Because if they're unwilling to look at themselves, if they're unwilling to learn, then they're probably not going to make a great client, because we have to go on the journey with them, and we're going back and forth in the feedback. We're finding out what they liked, what they didn't like, you know, and why. And if they're unable to have that conversation and do self-reflection, then we're not going to get anywhere. And so we're looking for a certain type of person, successful. They have to be able to afford our fees. We're the most elite matchmaking firm in the world. So we do have, we have a certain level of expectation in terms of what their income is. However, we don't really ask their income. It's not important to us. We just don't want them to mortgage their house to join. We want it to be disposable income. And most of our clients are super successful. So they're well matched together. But we match anybody that's a client with whoever is a great match for them. So there could be someone who is just starting their podcast and they haven't even made success yet. Nobody even knows their name. They haven't done anything and they don't have any money, but they love it and they know it's going to be great. Our client will want to meet that person because of their passion, not because of their income. And that person that did that podcast might not have been able to join Kelleher because it costs money, but they're in our files for free and they're a great match for the person that did join. So we're this a certain firm. We're going to match our clients with whoever we think is a good match.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Let's have a conversation around unhappy millionaires. Okay, so you know, okay, you will have. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So I think in this day and age, there's a lot of entitlement out there. There's a lot of people that expect things to come straight away. There's a lot of people that play the blame game, the victim mentality. And I like the fact that you actually, you know, talk about the fact that you have to be able to be self-reflective in the process of, you know, what part did I play in that? Because, you know, it takes two to tango, as they say.
Right.
Unless you're practicing and, you know, in front of the mirror in case, you know, that there's just one person. But when we talk about unhappy millionaires, from an intuitive standpoint or from a knowledge-based standpoint, what do you think causes people to be desperately unhappy as millionaires in what they're doing?
Well, two words come to mind when you say that: victimization and entitlement.
Mm.
So there's two different, they're very different, but they will get you to the same place. So if you play the victim, oh, I wish I didn't have this job, or oh, I have to have this job because I have to pay the bills, or, you know, oh, this is what they gave me. And it's, oh, this, oh, that, I'm a victim as opposed to, you know, the hero. An entitlement is, well, I deserve more. I should have this. I could have had that, but they don't get it. Or so these people are stuck in they're in their own way. And so they might have millions because they might have gotten lucky with stock, or they might have, you know, gotten given a job through a favor, or they might have been handed down because they're related to a president and they're making millions of dollars right now because they're related to a president. There's lots of crazy things that are going on politically. But it's still, they're a victim, still they're entitled. Well, of course I get this because I am so and so. They're not happy. They don't deserve it. They haven't earned it. They haven't educated themselves to be given that position. So they're unhappy. They got millions, but they're not happy.
I hear you 100%. So to that person, if they've, I guess let's just pretend they've had an aha moment. They're like, you know what? Like I've had the realization I'm not happy. I've had the realization that I'm not playing in life the way that I want to play in life. This doesn't feel like I want it to feel. And they've maybe had a cancer scare or a wake up moment. They've lost someone in their life. And often those are the times, or maybe they've reached burnout. They've had a health scare, whatever. In order for that person to not be the victim anymore, and in order for that person to not do that entitlement game anymore, what do you think is the fastest way for them to get out of their own way in both of those regards?
Well, I think that we are designed from a cellular standpoint and from like a quantum physics. We have certain patterns in our bodies. And so if we wake up and we go get that same cup of coffee and we hear that same whistle go off and the dog barks, and then we walk out and we drive our car the same way to work every day and we sit down, you know, we go into an automatic motion and we're really not in charge of our life. And we're not even really living in the moment. We're kind of living what the pattern is of the past. And so in that, you get stuck in that rut. So if you find that you're unhappy and you find that maybe it's because you are a victim, or maybe it's because you are entitled, whatever the reason, and it might not even be that important, you have to stop the pattern. You have to wake up and you have to tell your cellular body, this is a different day. This is a new day. And I have the opportunity to actually create this day right now. And the best way that you can do that is to stay in bed and to close your eyes. And you do this until you can actually do it. And it might take months. It might take a year. It doesn't matter. It's worth it. close your eyes and imagine a new day. Imagine a different day. See yourself going through the motions. What would that look like? And when you figure out what it looks like, the next step is, how does that feel? How does it feel to go a different way, to go to a different job, to have a different boss, or to have a different staff? Maybe you are the boss. Maybe you don't like your employees. You don't know until you actually look at this. So you have to have the ability to know that your day starts with you. You can make it whatever you want. All those other circumstances, oh, but I can't change this because my business partner. Well, if you start to imagine it and you start to envision it and you start to feel it, guess what? That business partner is going to say, you know what? I'm not interested anymore. I'm out. And you're going to be like, whoa, that was weird. That was the person stopping me, but all of a sudden they're gone. And the better you are at doing this, the faster these people will leave your life because you no longer attract them. They're there to show you that you're not happy. And the moment you start getting happy, they don't need to show you that anymore. So they will go away.
Oh, I love that you went to the quantum physics area. I just love this advice. I completely agree. Not that it's about agreeing or not agreeing, but I love what you just said. I really, really, really do. This is phenomenal. I would like to tell you one of my superpowers, and then I'd like to know what one of your superpowers is. One of my superpowers is to get people to unbook calls with me when I don't want the call.
Wow, nice.
It's incredible. It's amazing. And it happens 95% of the time. If I look at my calendar, I'm like, oh. Now, sometimes the person says, I've developed a stomach bug. I'm like, oh, crap. I just didn't want that. Mm.
So right.
I'm not saying that I created the stomach bug for them, but I'm really, really good and very mindful of that. So I know that that's one of my superpowers. So recently I've been like, well, if I can do that, I can do anything. So what is one of your superpowers, amazing Amanda?
I think, Amber, I
apologize. That was my dyslexia. Amazing. Amber, what is one of your superpowers?
Well, I've never really thought about it until you said that. And I'm like, oh shoot, what's my superpower? I think that I think I have two. I think that one of them is helping other people find their superpower.
Yeah.
And then knowing that I can do and be anything that I want, period. There is no limit. So whether or not I do that or move mountains or move stars, I moved stars once, which sounds crazy, but it was weird. It was a timing thing, obviously, but yet it wasn't because I was trying this practice and I'm like, you know, we are in God's image. And what does that mean? Well, that means we are creators. Well, what does that mean? Well, we can create anything, but can we really? Yeah, we probably can, but we have to believe it. And if you believe it, do you really believe it? Like, do you really believe you could put an elephant in this room right now? Not really. So even if you want to think that you can, you know that you really can't. And that little piece right there is the only reason why the elephant isn't landing in the room. So anyway, I know that it's possible and I know that you can do it. And I've done tests here and there on things and some miraculous things happen and it happens really fast. So all of my friends and anybody that knows me and clients that I work with well, they say I'm the fastest manifester that they've ever seen.
Oh and my
it's gosh. Pretty exciting, but you have to take the time and you have to have the right reasons to do it, but it comes very fast for me. So I know I can do and be anything, but it's not any different. It's not really a superpower. It's every power. Everybody has it. I just know that I have it. And that's maybe the only difference. In other words, when my friends are like, it's amazing you can do this, I go, you can do it too. How do I do it? And then I show them and they're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So it's the ability to have other people understand what their superpower is and me knowing that it is possible to have superpowers. I'd love to fly. That I don't think that's possible. But you can fly in your dreams.
100%. You can spirit travel, you can do some amazing things.
My husband goes to different, you know, does a lot of that traveling. You know, my niece once had a dream that she was flying over a city and she was still, she was holding her boy in bed. He was really little, not nursing anymore, but probably about 4 years old. She had this very visual dream of flying over New York City and going through the streets and this and that. And she woke up and her son said, wasn't that great, Mom? We were flying through the city.
Isn't that beautiful?
And she realized that because they were so close, they actually shared in a dream. Now, I don't know how you explain that scientifically. That's a metaphysical thing, but it's real and it happened and it's so exciting.
I'm sharing
with our partners in bed.
Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours with you about this cool stuff. I actually literally have, for those of you watching right now, I have some mind fold goggles that I'm holding right now. And I actually recently watched an incredible show around how to be a superhuman. And they actually prove that you can read without your eyes closed.
Yes, that's happening right now. People are reading without being able to see.
Yes. It's incredible. I love it. So if we
are they getting in touch with their higher self that's reading it for them? I've been trying to figure it out. Because if your eyes are closed and the eyes are actually not functioning, there's another power that's reading it for them that they're in touch with.
It's a different sense. Yes, definitely. Yeah. It is just so phenomenal. I love that we've gone here. I really do, because I never know where we're going to go on these shows. And I love that the essence of truth comes out of people on these shows. My girl, you are abso-freaking-lutely amazing. You really, really are. Thank you so much for exuding your confidence. I'm pretty sure that if people are watching this, they'll be able to feel just how much you believe in yourself. And for those of you hearing this right now, I really hope you can hear and feel this coming through as well.
Believe in love. Love should be at the center of everything that we do. Love, you know, love work. And our tagline at Kelleher is that we transform lives through purposeful love and connection. We transform lives through purposeful love and connection. And what that means is that there's intent behind it, right? We're not just throwing spaghetti at the walls. There's love can come in many, many different forms. You know, you have to love yourself before you can love another, and then you share what you love in life together, and the connection between relationships along the way, because we have a social club and a lot of people are connecting and creating philanthropy and creating foundations and creating relationships, even though they're not necessarily ready to get married right away because they just got a divorce, or maybe they're still in the middle of a divorce. So they join the social club and they love the aspect of being able to meet other people that are passionate about love and being happy millionaires, right? Most of them are millionaires and billionaires now. So it's pretty fun to see how other people are creating the life that they love.
Let's talk about authenticity. This is amazing. Let's talk about authenticity as a key player in a person being able to love themselves and be a happy millionaire.
Well, I think authenticity is really important. And we look for that when we're first talking to somebody on the phone. You know, that's why we say, are they realistic? Because if they are not an authentic person, they probably aren't very good at being able to articulate what part they're playing in the relationship. You know, they will avoid their participation in something going south. And so if you are authentic, that means you are showing up as you are, you're transparent, you're clean and clear in your thought patterns, because there's no manipulation going on. And so you are you. And then that's a very raw, vulnerable place to be, but it's where you need to be when it comes to love. Because you have to be able to receive love and to be able to give love. And if you're not an authentic individual, then you're probably playing games, you know, and people are afraid of getting hurt, but this goes back to that attraction. If you are attracting somebody that breaks your heart when you're open and authentic, then you're not truly being authentic enough to yourself, because that person should not have come into your realm. So it's not about, I'm going to close myself so I can't get hurt. It's about, why am I still not truly authentic to myself? Why am I truly not getting this yet? Because that was a reflection that I'm not there. So people close off. I don't want to be raw. I don't want to be hurt. I want to protect myself, but you're protecting yourself from yourself. These people are only there to show you what you are doing. If that makes sense. So people have to, if they understand that, then they go, oh, I have some more work to do. I'm going to continue to open up my heart even more, because it's not there yet. Don't close it. Go the opposite. Yeah.
With that said, to what degree in your experience are the happier people actively pursuing healing of past trauma?
I don't get into that question as much, but I would think if I were to take a guess, I'd say maybe only 20%. I think everyone probably has healing trauma, whether we're aware of it or not. A lot of trauma is hidden. And so it's a tough one. You know, a lot of people are out there wearing it on sleeve. Oh, I had A, B, and C happen to me, so I need therapy. Well, what about all the other people that actually don't know what they had to them because it's hidden? So I would recommend that everybody go through the process of hidden trauma to find out what's there. I also believe in past lives. You know, what are we carrying from our ancestors? What are we carrying from the past that we're just like not even on our radar? And yet we're behaving in patterns that are dysfunctional based on some sort of genetic, you know, lineage or something that's going on. So, but I don't know that a lot of people are into it. You know, I think everybody now is into self-help. I think people are figuring out quantum physics. I think that they understand the law of attraction more than the past, but doing the deep work on themselves, maybe 20% are doing it.
Unless
it's obvious, and then they're taking the time to do it. But
yeah,
again,
that's so cool.
A trauma that's noticeable.
Yeah, this is so cool. I actually had a hypnotherapy session 2 days ago. Now that we're talking about, you know, hidden stuff, and I knew that I wanted to experience a new version of myself in a certain area of my life, and I didn't know what was underneath. So I think a lot of us are not aware of necessarily the programming that, you know, from past lives or from current life, and from 2 years old, the stuff that went in that you are actually 100% not consciously aware of. And it was incredible what came up in this hypnotherapy session, that, and just with one session, I felt completely different. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've just reclaimed, or I am now feeling the essence of what I logically wanted to, and I'd read the books and I was like, and in one session, vroom, and I've done lots of work, and this one, it was just incredible. Have you ever done hypnotherapy?
I've not done hypnotherapy. Nope. I would love to do it. I'm up for all of that stuff. I think it's constantly, you know, I've worked with psychics before, and I've done, you know, meditations, and I've had, healing work with music and some beautiful stuff, but I don't think anybody's ever hypnotized. I've never done hypnotherapy. I mean, I would have remembered, right?
One would hope.
Question. No. And obviously your referral is too far south for me. But if anybody's listening and they're good at hypnotherapy, I would be interested. I think there's much more going on than what we see.
At the end of this podcast, I'll make sure that I get that through to you. It'll be amazing. Okay. He is an amazing man. So we're coming up to the end of this session right now. I do have some fast questions that I would love the opportunity to ask you. Okay. Just a little bit of fun. And then we're going to close out here. This has been so much fun so far. So let's have a little bit of fun with these questions. Are you good for that?
Okay.
Okay, cool. What was the last thing you bought and why?
The last thing I bought was a big clear bin with a bright yellow piece from Home Depot. And I bought it so that I could put all of my Christmas stuff in it after I light my tree.
Oh, there we go. And your top three favorite movies?
Heaven Can Wait, Out of Africa, and maybe True Romance.
Ooh. And who has most positively impacted your life?
My mother.
Oh, I thought so. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is going to be your mother.
and not just because she's my mom, but she's also the starter of the company. And she's been my mentor in the company. And so now I work with my mom as my mom, as grandma, we call her Nana, as my business partner, and as my best friend. So it's not just, you know, she's my mom, she's my business partner, and we've created so much together, and she's a very generous and intelligent and fun person. So, I like to hang out with her also. So she's just absolutely blows everybody else out of the water.
Oh my gosh. I'd love to give her a hug sometime when we're allowed to travel or whatever. That would be amazing. I'd love to meet her in person.
It would be.
So what is your favorite subject to talk about? I'm guessing love.
Well, it's love, but it's also happy millionaires. It's like, how do we keep going? You know, what podcasts can we listen to? What publications can we read? What meditation can we do? You know, if you had a blank canvas and the word no is not even a possibility, what do you paint? What do you do? If this is your life, where do you begin? That excites me. And then finding the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with that is part of that vision is where I just, so that's what gets me out of bed every day. And, you know, another person that I really admire is Richard Branson.
Of course. So
if people want to have more names than their mamas, I think Richard Branson is pretty amazing because he's doing what he loves. He's having fun doing it and he's changing the world. And that's what I like to do with my clients. I make sure that the passions and the things that we do in the social club and the events that we go to, that we are indeed changing the world. And they have the ability to do that because of their wealth and their connections and their networking. So one by one, we're changing the world through the initiatives that they're creating and through the partnerships that we're creating. So not just love partnerships, but also other partnerships. And that is for me, Richard Branson, my mom, love, purpose and passion. And all of that is what I resonate with. It's what I share and it's what I expect of others, because when you have that in your life, there's nothing better, really. It's just a great way to live.
Ah, you are so intentional with how you show up in the world.
Thank you. So are you.
Oh, 100%. This is just so amazing. So a couple of quick other questions here. What are the three greatest gifts that you personally share with the world?
Passion, vision, and enthusiasm.
I 100% agree. And I've only just met you. Okay. So final question of this round, you have $1 million and it's here. Like it's in your hands right now. You literally have to give it away. Who do you give it away to and why?
Well, I'm going to bring it back to my family on that one, because I'm a mom. So I would build my 17-year-old son a recording studio because he's going to be a singer-songwriter and, of course, a very famous singer-songwriter. And then I would give a certain amount of money for my 20-year-old son to invest because he wants to be get a degree in business and go into real estate. So I'd give him a fund to start his real estate business. And then I would make sure I have enough money saved for my daughter, because I think she's headed to like Harvard or Yale, because she's going to, for her, academics are the most important. So I'd make sure that the family's taken care of. And then I would probably find a way to create a fund and match it with clients and just turn that little bit that's left into something much bigger. And I've always wanted to sit down with clients and decide each month where the money's going to go. Mm-hmm. So I think rather than having one foundation where you're constantly having to fund it, I like mm-hmm. the idea and have actually funded. I've raised probably $30 million for different companies. I've raised six with Richard alone, with Richard Branson for Virgin Unite. So I would take what's left and I would have the clients match it. And we would have a round robin of where we're going to send that money on a monthly basis to all of the different places in the world that need it.
Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. So beautiful, incredible, amazing. Amber, not Amanda, which is what my brain decided to say before.
Amanda's a great name.
It is a great name, but it's not your name. So let me call you your name. So amazing. Wow, it nearly came out again. Amber, let's just say Amber. Let's close up shop here for a second. We've talked about a lot of different things today. Is there anything on your heart right now that you feel called to say to close up this interview?
I just think that relationships matter the most. And if you are authentic and you have love in your heart, that at the end of the day, no matter how much money we make, the relationships that we make with the people as we're making the money are equally, if not the most important when we say goodbye. It's the relationships. So that's what I'll leave with.
That's a wrap, folks. Liz and the Kapow team hope you've loved this episode of the Happy Million Show. Please help us to spread this mission far and wide by leaving us a 5-star review with an amazing comment, and be sure to subscribe so you're notified with future episodes. We've got some incredible guests lined up for you to hear from to help you build both a business and a life you absolutely love. full of fun, freedom, family time, friends, fulfillment, fitness, and other ifs. You can fill in the blank. Subscribe now, and for your daily cup of kapower, head over to lizbenny.com. Come on, you know you want to.